If you've ever done remodeling on a building, you know that you have to be really conscious of the support beams that are holding everything up. If you've ever been at the bottom of a human pyramid, or for that matter, if you've ever played Jenga, you know that you can't just remove something from the bottom without causing everything above to fall. Whether it's a beam, or a body, or a block, it makes no difference to focus your attention on the top if the pillar on the bottom won't support it. Well, Jesus is telling us quite clearly what is holding up our faith. He says the law and the prophets depend on two commandments: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. There were 10 commandments given to Moses on Mount Sinai, and the Pharisees counted 613 different laws in the Old Testament. Everything from ensuring that your scales and weights are accurate in Leviticus, to slaughtering the Paschal lamb at the specified time in Exodus. Why were there so many laws? Because they needed them. Why do mom and dad give you a curfew for what time you have to be home? Because you've shown that you need it. Or else you inherited one from your older brother. Jesus does not take the laws away. He summarizes them. Or rather, he gives two that hold up the whole 613. If I love God and love my neighbor, the others won't even be a question. The others are what loving God and my neighbor look like. Well, let me give you one more way of thinking about the pillars that hold up our faith. Perhaps you've noticed in our gathering space, five pillars, literally, pillars, each one with a word at the top: hospitality, prayer, formation, service, and evangelization. Those are the five pillars of our stewardship renewal, which Father Dean introduced a week ago, and which will conclude with our commitment weekend in the middle of November. And if love is the foundation that Jesus gives us in the gospel, then it makes sense that the five pillars of stewardship express five ways that we love. Hospitality, I love you. Prayer, I love God. Formation, I love my Catholic faith. Service, I love my neighbor. And evangelization, I love to share Jesus. Let's hear those again. Hospitality, I love you. Prayer, I love God. Formation, I love my Catholic faith. Service, I love my neighbor. And evangelization, I love to share Jesus. So, as you consider your gifts and how you are called to share them, you could simply ask, how am I called to love? And just like every person at the bottom of the human pyramid is critical, every pillar of stewardship needs to be a part of your life. Now, does that mean that you need to mark five things on the renewal form when we fill it out next month? Not necessarily. Those are some ways, but not the only ways to live out our faith. If you say, Father, I'm 85 years old, how am I supposed to live out formation? Well, it might be by reading a Catholic book or the Pope's new encyclical. Well, Father, I'm 16 years old. How am I supposed to live out evangelization? Well, do your friends know that you're Catholic? Have you told them? Have you prayed with them? Do you pray before you eat lunch at school? Father, I guarantee that you don't want me to mark plumbing on my stewardship form. Okay. I'm not insisting that you do. Some serve by cleaning. Some serve by cooking. Some serve by babysitting. Some serve by mowing the grass. The way in which you love will be different for each one of us. The stewardship renewal form provides dozens of opportunities, but not the only ones. So whether you're knocking down a stack of blocks or knocking down the old administration building on 2nd Street, if you mess with the foundation, expect the rest to fall. That's why Jesus said that everything in our faith depends on love of God and love of neighbor. And our hospitality, prayer, formation, service, and evangelization are precisely the pillars of that love.